The JCPenney Mystery Sale is back for the holidays. Through Thursday, usher in huge holiday savings with our in-store coupon giveaway. You can get an extra 30, 40, or even 50% off while they last. Simply find an associate for a coupon, then peel to reveal your deal. Hurry in now to discover the savings you've been wishing for. We got your holiday. JCPenney. Coupon valid on select styles through 12/15. Exclusions apply. Giveaway in-store only. Must be 18 years or older. See store for details.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Very happy to have you with us today, and I do hope that you are doing well. I want to say thank you to our good friends J.D. Hayworth and Mary Walters for filling in over the past several days, and greatly appreciate that. I was in Atlanta, Georgia over the weekend speaking at the Church of the Apostles, Pastor Michael Youssef, and got a chance to meet a lot of our great listeners in the state of Georgia. So anyway, great people there. Good to be back. By the way, Grace Baker stopped at that place called Buc-ee's, or Buc-ee's. It's Buc-ee's, Buc-ee's.
Buc-ee's, yes, with the beaver.
It's sort of like the Walmart of the gas station world.
Walmart or Target?
Walmart, maybe Kmart. I don't know. It's very nice.
It is very nice.
I will, it's packed though. I mean, there are just tons of people there.
It's kind of like a tourist destination.
But right outside, it was a little foggy. We haven't seen the sun here in what, 8 or 9 days.
No.
And I was driving through, it's right outside of Birmingham, Alabama. And there I looked into the night sky and lo, there was this giant star that said, looked like a beaver with buck teeth.
That sounds familiar, but not quite like the Christmas story.
It was in the eastern sky.
Oh, this is creepy.
I'm just telling you. So anyway, good to be back. I get back home, only discover, Grace Baker, that I have been the victim of yet another freaking crime.
What?
So we told you the story, a couple of months ago, when the car was broken into. They cracked the window on the passenger side.
Yeah.
And it took forever, 5 or 6 weeks? For the parts to come in, and I had to have all that. It cost me like $1,200 to replace all of that stuff. Anyway, our good friend Earl Farrell, who is the afternoon drive host on KWAM, our flagship station in Memphis, came in and said, hey, looks like somebody tried to break into your car again. So, Grace, I go out there, and it's the metal lining around the passenger side. Somebody just jammed a screwdriver in there and just pried the whole thing back.
No.
The sorry son of a guns.
We get the point.
Kyle, you may need that 50-second delay today. That's all I'm telling you. I'm fighting mad. That's what I am. You know, may I just say this, and again, yesterday the mayor came out and announced in Memphis, they've arrested 1,000 people for breaking into cars, and they're mostly kids. So the problem is, and they're celebrating this, we've arrested 1,000 juvenile delinquents. Yeah, well, guess where those juvenile delinquents are? They're right back out on the streets.
And now they're out for Christmas break.
Breaking into cars, my car specifically, and I'm telling you, Grace, it's frustrating.
Apparently, Cadillacs are very attractive.
Well, that's why I'm trading it in for a Ford Pinto.
There you go.
So that's
just maybe, something that's going to blend
maybe
in.
The criminals will feel bad for me, and they'll just give me money for a new car.
Maybe we should get you a Mini Coupe.
Nobody wants to drive.
I can't see you
not even
driving
the criminals.
In a Mini Coupe.
Not even the criminals.
That's what I'm saying.
That.
It would be perfect.
Nobody wants that. That's one of those metrosexual purse cars. So anyway, 1,000 people arrested, all kids, and it's just a horrible thing that's happening. This crime is off the charts, insane,
out of control.
And it's not just here. There's video. I'll tell you, New York City, you just put your life in your own hands when you go out to New York City. The amount of violence on the streets there, just unbelievable. And now, this is crazy. For those of you that are just wanting to come to Memphis, we have a great city. We really do. But it's just not safe enough for you to come here. And I just want to be as honest as I can be. It is a beautiful town. We have some of the – if you were coming here on a family vacation, you would love Memphis. We've got all sorts of great stuff. One of the best zoos in America – the best zoo in America right here in Memphis. We got the Peabody Hotel with the ducks. I mean, even the ducks are wearing Kevlar vests these days. It's bad out there. It's bad. And so then they've created this beautiful new district called the Edge District, and it's where all the cool, hip, the soy milk people live. And so anyway, there was a horrible story last night. Some guy gets hit on the head with a cinder block, and then a good Samaritan comes to the guy's defense, and the good Samaritan is stabbed to death. This is according to Fox 13. They were walking down Monroe Avenue, and a man approached them and just hit the guy in the face with a cinder block and just ran away. So another man gave chase, and that's when he got stabbed. The suspect is defending himself and said that he was called a racial slur. So, of course, and so that guy will immediately become the victim here. If, you know, I don't believe it, but, you know, that's the way that goes. All that to say, it's just not safe here. People getting shot, murdered, cars getting carjacked. It's ugly. But this is what happens when you elect people based on the color of their skin and their political party. And that's just the way it is in Memphis, Tennessee. I wish I could wave a wand and let everybody come to their senses, but it's just not going to happen. Anyway, I'm not even starting out the show talking about this, but it literally right before I came up here, Earl Farrell, and thanks a lot, Earl. Thanks a lot for letting me know right before the show, Earl.
Now we got a mad Todd. No, thanks, Earl.
No, I'm not mad at Earl.
I'm mad in general.
I'm mad at the thugs and thugettes and thuglings who are just allowed to just roam free on our streets.
On their Christmas break.
It's crazy.
Go sing Christmas carols.
Good please. Lord, man.
Don't break into cars.
You know, I got to shell out another Lord knows how much money. I may just get a hammer and see if I can't...
pound it back in. Click, click, click.
You know how those dealerships are, too. They charge you double.
I'm sure.
But really, that's the only place you can go, you know, under the warranty. So it's just ridiculous. Folks, may I ask you a question? What the heck is going on over at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Anybody want to explain that to me? President Biden today rolling out the red carpet for thousands of people, including a number, apparently we're being told hundreds, of drag queens. The White House celebrating the Disrespect for Marriage Act, the president signing this into law today, big ceremony, and they're gushing with glee. They're going to be singing Broadway show tunes up and down Pennsylvania Avenue today, jazz hands galore. So anyway, the White House, Corinne Jean-Pierre, says they've invited thousands of people to come out and celebrate, and herself being a lesbian black immigrant, which was why she was hired to be the press secretary. She has no communication skills, but she checks off the identity politics things, and that's important. Among the red carpet guests today, from our information, a man named Marty Cummings, a non-binary drag queen. That means he's neither male nor female. Another drag queen once held a show for children, spreading his legs for the children to see. This drag queen also desecrated a church house. They're going to be doing stuff today at the White House that's going to make the mayors of Sodom and Gomorrah blush. No doubt about it. So anyway, I got to thinking a lot about this, and it really is fascinating. Because when you look at the Biden administration and who the Biden administration is bringing into the White House, you know, back in the day, President Trump, he would invite the pastors and the country music singers and the military heroes. Those are the people he invited to the White House. But President Biden invites men wearing ladies' undergarments. That's who he brings into the White House. But may I just say, and just want to throw this out, based on what we know about President Biden and his proclivity for taking showers with offspring, is it possible that the children of America might be safer with the drag queens in the White House than Joe Biden in the White House? Just something to think about. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This Disrespect for Marriage Act is a pretty dangerous thing here, folks. A couple of days ago, Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler, the outgoing Congress lady from Missouri, broke down in tears on the floor of the White House as she was just imploring her fellow Republicans to stand up and to fight back, push back over this, because it's going to lead to the persecution of conservative people in America, and specifically conservative Christians. But as we now know, what, 39 House Republicans, 12 Republican senators joined the Democrats to declare war on religious liberty. By the way, Liz Cheney, Willard Mitt Romney among those. I thought he was supposed to be a Mormon, right? Wasn't Romney a Mormon? I don't know what happened there. So anyway, we're going to be getting to all of these stories. We've got the latest from Twitter, where Elon Musk has dissolved the Trust and Safety Council. A lot of people, though, still complaining about being shadow banned on Twitter, and they're still trying to figure all that out. So we'll get to that as well as your calls. Again, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I want to remind you before we go to break that we are going to Israel. I'm going to be hosting a group of 100 of our listeners on an exclusive first-class tour of Israel. Not only are you going to be able to visit all of the Holy Land sites, but you are also going to be meeting in private exclusive meetings with Israeli government officials. We're going to be given an exclusive tour of the Knesset, and it is going to be an absolutely once-in-a-lifetime trip. And if you would like information on that, all you have to do is call Grace Baker, and she'll get your info. She is standing by. Again, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. There's no question, folks. America is hurting. Crime and inflation are out of control. It can be so discouraging, but there is hope. If you're a senior, you remember better than anyone how strong America can be when we work together. And that's why I urge you to join forces with AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC exists to enrich the lives of seniors and uphold freedom for all Americans by fighting for conservative causes. Membership comes with discounts on hotels, restaurants, cell phone service, and much more. And my friends at AMAC offer advisory services on things like Medicare, financial planning, and Social Security. Becoming a member of AMAC is easy, and it only costs $16 a year. Go to amac.us/darnge to sign up today. I'm a proud member of AMAC, and you should be too. Go to amac.us/darnge now. Join millions of other AMAC members receiving unparalleled benefits while we work together to get America back on track. Join AMAC today at amac.us/darnge. That's amac.us/darnge.
Christmas will never be the same with the new remake of a beloved holiday classic, It Was a Wonderful Life. Follow George Bailey's search for how America used to be, guided by his guardian angel, Clarence.
What do you mean everything's changed?
Everything changed because you didn't complain about Suzu's school.
I pledge allegiance to the world, not the United States of America.
No, no!
Experience George's nightmare of change.
Where's Uncle Billy?
Who?
My uncle. He's a forgetful, doddering old fool.
Oh, right. I almost forgot. They made him president.
You're nuts! I'm going down to the building and loan.
When the silent majority stays too silent, even a guardian angel can't help.
What did you do with the building and loan?
You never complained, so the building and loan burned down during the BLM riots.
And I gave them the gasoline.
Mr. Potter, am I going crazy?
No, George, the world is, thanks to you.
It's a merry little Christmas that makes the Yuletide gay.
Don't you know me, Mr. Gower?
No.
Tommy, Janie, Bert, Ernie.
Hi.
Nick, Mr. Martini. Oh, Mary.
That's Larry.
Everybody's changed. Everybody's weird. All except Zuzu. She looks the same. Zuzu.
I wouldn't talk to her, George.
Teacher says every time a bell rings, someone changes their gender.
Take me back, Clarence. Take me back.
I can't, George. It's not that kind of a movie.
If the holidays don't depress you now, don't miss It Was a Wonderful Life. Coming soon, if it hasn't already.
No doubt a new Christmas classic right up there with Home Alone and A Christmas Story from our great producer and film director, Mr. Paul Shanklin. So it's true. What is it? Every time the bell rings, somebody gets a new pronoun.
No, they change their gender.
They change their gender. Oh, geez, Alou. All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Very happy to have you with us today. Oh, I got to share this this intel with you. Got a lot of great guests coming up. By the way, President Trump coming on the program, we think, sometime this week. So we'll keep you updated on that. But I want to share with you about this this big journey that we are taking to Israel. We're calling it the Holy Land Tour. It's next November, so November 12th through the 19th in 2023. And Grace, this is going to be a pretty fascinating journey. We're going to be hitting all of the major sites, and we're going to have a contemporary Christian artist with us. We're not ready to announce who that person is, but they're going to be leading worship services during the event out there. And we are staying in some really just luxurious locations. We have villas on the Sea of Galilee. We'll be staying at the beautiful King David Hotel in Jerusalem. And we're going to be visiting the Mount of Beatitudes, the Western Wall, the Garden Tomb, the Garden of Gethsemane. It's really a fast-paced tour.
Sounds very all-inclusive.
It is very all-inclusive. And by the way, the price covers everything. So once you get there, your transportation, incredibly safe. And our guides actually are from Israel, and they have just, you know, I went back in 2019. I was a speaker on one of these trips, and it was just breathtaking. And it really isn't about, you know, who the celebrities are, who the Christian artist is going to be. It really is this personal journey, this personal experience you have in Israel. So just really remarkable. The Garden Tomb, Mount of Olives, we're going to also the Knesset. And this is the interesting part. We're going to be covering the geopolitical side of what's happening in the in the region. We're going to be talking with a lot of government officials, some closed door meetings. We're going to be getting a tour, an exclusive tour of the Knesset, the Israeli parliament, among other things. And I've got a few other special guests, friends of mine that live in Israel, that you will know from Fox News Channel. So we're going to make it a very special trip for you. And we would love for you to be a part of that. So if you want information, give Grace a call, and we're going to get all of your information, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. You can also go, there is a website, and we don't have it hooked up to our regular website just yet, but you can go to premierisrael.com/Todd Stearns. That's premierisrael.com/Todd Stearns. premierisrael.com/Todd Stearns, and you will see the basic itinerary of the trip and prices. You know, the neat thing about it, you put down a deposit and you can just pay a little bit each month, and before you know it, you're going to be hanging out with me in Israel. It's going to be a life-changing trip. The Todd Stearns Holy Land Tour, 844-747-8868 if you'd like information. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. MyPillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock just in time for the holidays. Last Christmas, you made our slippers the number one selling MyPillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, and even wider sizes in all new colors. What makes My Slippers different is the exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help relieve stress on your feet from all the running around this holiday. You can wear them anytime, anywhere, and save $90 off with promo code Stearns. That's only $49.98 a pair. You'll absolutely love My Slippers, and now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023, making them the best Christmas gift ever. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Stearns, or call 1-800-839-8506, promo code Stearns, to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair. Everybody, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. Happy to have you with us today. Write down our phone number. You'll need this if you want to call in, 844-747-8868. Oh, by the way, Dr. Fauci, who is not in jail where he should be, is trying to figure out some way to stay relevant. And he says, listen up, we are still in the middle of a pandemic. Cut number one.
Here we are, going into the third year of it, and we are still in the middle of a pandemic with the numbers that you just showed.
And now people are telling you that you got to start wearing your face burkas again, your face diapers. Are you going to do that? There are large cities that are now telling people to mask up. And I'm just going to be honest here, folks. I just don't think people are going to do that anymore. Are you going to wear a face diaper? You know, I was in the Kroger just the other day, and I did notice, and this was even over at the Buc-ee's, I was noticing that a lot of people were wearing the face diapers. But when you go out, and if you're actually lucky enough to see the car they're driving, typically they've got like a Biden bumper sticker, Kamala Harris, or one of those coexist bumper stickers. So you're dealing with a certain demographic of the population that's going to mask up. But I'm curious, will you comply if the government comes down and, look, Biden's going to be able to do this. He's got the power. But if Biden comes out and says, America, you've got to mask back up, we've got to shut everything back down, will you do that again? Will you allow the government to shut down your churches? Will you allow the government to shut down your businesses? Will you allow the government to shut down your schools? You say, Tom, what do you mean, will we allow? Well, it's we the people. We have rights. And the only way they're able to do this is if we allow them to do it. The government did not come in and lock your door on your church house. You decided to do that, not the government. So I'm curious, this go around, and that's what all of this is about. They are moving us down this path. They're calling it, a tridemic now? So it's COVID, it's the flu, and there's something else. I know the sniffles. And now they want you to bow down to the government again, capitulate, and mask yourself back up. By the way, I was in the store. I love it when this happens. I'm in the store, and every now and again, you get the sniffles and you have to sneeze. And when you do, it was in the Kroger, because when I sneezed, the people around me stopped and looked. as if I had just spread some sort of a communicable disease there in the, where was I trying to get? Oh, the Little Debbie snack food aisle. You got to try the cherry cordials, Grace Baker. It's delicious.
I like the little Christmas trees this time of year.
And the good news is that when you sneeze, people run away. So I was able to get multiple boxes of the cordials.
That's a good point. You don't have to reach around people or wait your turn. Got it all to yourself.
But no, some guy, a couple of days ago, I was driving around town, and I see a guy wearing the face diaper in his car by himself. I mean, yep. That guy's a moron.
I've seen several people out walking the dog, and they have a mask on. And I'm like, what are you doing? Well, just with your dog.
A gassy dog.
I don't know if that's going to help. Difficult. It's just going to trap all the smell. It's not a good idea.
Could be. I don't know, Grace. All right. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Here's my money. I think we do it. I think if Joe Biden comes and says, folks, we got to shut things down, I think they'll shut things down again. And I think the American people will say, okay, as long as it makes us safer. That's what I think the American people are going to do. And the only reason I've seen nothing change from 2020 when they came in and shut us down. And remember what they said, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, and there were what, 2 years, 3 years? I just don't see that people have learned their lesson. I truly don't. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. Have you seen this crazy documentary on Netflix? I was channel surfing last night and came across it. It's Prince Harry and who's the chick? Meghan Markle, the new wife, the missus. Man, she's a piece of work. And I don't know, I guess they've renounced their royalty and now they're out living on their own, trying to make ends meet here in America. Why are we letting these people into the country? Why do we not practice stronger border security? But anyway, somebody let them into the country, and they're struggling. I think they get, what, $100 million a year or something? It's tough. If you're a royal and you get booted from the palace and you got to make it on your own, $100 million a year is not a lot when you live in California. You got to pay your taxes, rent. They got to find an apartment. It's tough. They're basically slumming it. I mean, it's terrible. Anyway, this Meghan Markle chick, she's all upset because she feels like she's been put upon and everything's about race with her. And anyway, she was asked about bowing to the queen, which is, again, what they have to. If you're British, that's what you have to do. Cut four.
Like, I curtsied as though I was like, pleasure to meet you, Your Majesty. Like, was that okay?
Oh, she's a witch. I see. They could have just put that in the trailer and everybody could have just said, okay, yeah, we get it. No need to watch that nonsense. But anyway, it's like a long series people are talking about it all over the country. And I never have really understood. I enjoy, the history part of it. But you know what? We're Americans. Our forefathers fought the British. They were very bad, very evil people. And we won. So why are we trying to embrace what we ran away from? I just don't understand that. So anyway, you got Meghan Markle, and she's whiny. Everything is about race. And until she had actually said she was half black, I never would have known. She does not. Seriously, you look at Meghan Markle, you would not think that she identifies as African-American, but she does. And that's great. Good for you, ma'am. What is it? Her mom is black and the dad is white. And the interesting thing here is everybody in the family has a problem with Meghan Markle. So that's a pretty good indication that she is not what she is portraying herself to be, which is, quite frankly, a victim. So I just don't get it. They're coming across as whiny. But you know who's worse than Meghan Markle? It's Prince Harry. She cut his private parts right off. They did an interview. I had to bow out after this. Prince Harry is like, oh, well, I didn't realize that being a white person was a problem, and I had all this privilege until my wife told me that I had this privilege. And so now my wife is helping me see the error of my ways. I'm like, dude, really? Really? So he's completely brainwashed, and best of luck to him. But anyway, the long story short here is, if you want to watch this, what is the bottom line? The royal family is racist there, and they hate Meghan Markle. That's pretty much the gist of it. So good luck to Netflix, but I'm not quite sure they're going to be the generating the ratings on this one. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Corinne Jean-Pierre, by the way, was asked about the Disrespect for Marriage Act. And there's a lot of concern in the religious circles. We're going to be talking to Troy Miller from National Religious Broadcasters a little bit later on. A big concern that the radical LGBT crowd is going to be coming after you Christian people. Cut number six.
Marriage Act is going to be signed tomorrow on the South Lawn. But, you know, and the president himself, he told me the other day that he disagrees with Catholic bishops. The bishops, of course, believe that it will harm religious freedom. But that said, it's going to be signed. We know it's a done deal. But what does the president say to religious organizations who fear they will now be targeted or discriminated against by the government for their beliefs in traditional marriage?
So, look, you know, on his first day in the White House, the president signed an executive order on preventing the combating discrimination against LGBTQI plus Americans. And that EO has led key agencies, including HUD, HHS, ED, DOJ, and CFPB, to strengthen non-discrimination protections in housing, healthcare, education, criminal systems, and credit and lending services. And so I say that because he has been so committed to this issue from the beginning of his administration. And when you look at this piece of legislation that has been passed, it actually addresses also the question that you're asking. And takes that into account. But look, this is going to be, tomorrow's going to be a really important day for many Americans, millions of Americans across the country, and I think we cannot forget that. But I'm going to move on. Go ahead.
What she wanted to say was blank the Christians. That's really what she wanted to say. But she can't say that, but that's what she was thinking. You could see in the body language. So I took a course on that once. But that's exactly what she was saying. And I feel bad for all you Christians out there, because you're going to be getting it. They're coming for you. And that's what the celebration is about today. Grace, I wonder what the soundtrack is going to be for the drag queens. You know, what is it? What did Trump say was the national anthem for gay people?
YMCA.
YMCA. You know, they got to play that.
Yeah, you would think,
right?
So. I'm trying to think what else.
Anything from Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Well, ABBA, you know, ABBA music, Dancing Queen.
I do love those songs, though.
I don't judge.
I love those songs.
I'm not a big.
I used to dance to Dancing
Queen. I'm not a
Queen.
Big fan of Swedish pop music.
Oh,
that's just.
But yeah, he's got to play.
The Gay National Anthem. Did you ever hear that? They call it the Gay National Anthem.
Oh, it's fabulous, Mr. President.
Gets
fabulous.
Get some movement.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Jazz hands. Jazz hands, America. Jazz hands across America. Fabulous. You look fabulous, America.
The Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they don't have a clue how to fix it, folks. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you're vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, it's physical, and it's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can fit in a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-649-0304 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's 866-649-0304 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. folks, you know that I've been doing the Balance of Nature stuff. Man, I love Balance of Nature. You got the fruits and the veggies. I take them every single day. And you've heard about all of the satisfying customers. They've been telling their stories about Balance of Nature. You hear the commercials during our national show. And so now the folks over at Balance of Nature have decided to do something special for those of you who are ready to get maximum nutrition. Doc Howard is the founder of Balance of Nature, and he's talking about the benefits of combining their star product, fruits and veggies in a capsule, with their fiber and spice supplement. And look, he's giving you a way to get both at a very special holiday price. Right now, that special holiday price, get $25 off free, plus free fiber and spice with your first preferred order of fruits and veggies when you use my discount code, which is Todd. The offer can end any time. So all you have to do is go to balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. And mention my name, Todd, when they ask for the discount code. You can also give them a call, 800-248-6751. That's 800-248-6751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use my name, Todd, and they're going to give you a great discount. Now, this story coming to us from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Chester County, Pennsylvania. Parents got a letter from the local middle school. The sixth graders were going to go see a theater production of Alice in Wonderland. Wasn't that a lot of fun when you were a kid and you had a field trip? So you got on the school bus, you had to bring your own lunch, or maybe back when I was a kid, this may be politically incorrect, but we went to McDonald's and we got the little cheeseburger, the Happy Meals. It was a lot of fun. And you just get a day off from school. So anyway, the kids were going to go see the local theater's production of Alice in Wonderland. Well, there was a big controversy about face masks, which actually led to a bigger problem. Because when parents started investigating, it turns out the kids were not going to see the Cheshire Cat. They were actually going to see a performance that involved a drag queen dressed as a Cheshire Cat. And parents are madder than the Mad Hatter right now. I mean, they are really upset, and they feel like the school pulled a fast one on them because the permission slip said nothing about that this was some sort of a this ain't your daddy's Alice in Wonderland. This ain't your mama's Alice in Wonderland. This is some sort of a perverted performance. And so parents are really upset about all of this. As a matter of fact, we got ourselves a copy of the actual permission slip. And the school said that the whole purpose, the goal of the trip, was to develop an understanding of plot and dialogue. The school district also said in a statement that it was the parents' fault. The parents had a responsibility to read all the biographies of the performers. Well, you know what? This is nuts, because there was a time in our history as a nation when parents would not have to do that because they trusted the school to not take their kids to a drag show. But those days are long gone. By the way, you know what's interesting about Alice in Wonderland? Lewis Carroll, who is the author, was actually a very devout Christian man and a conservative. He was a deacon in the Church of England. So I sincerely doubt that he intended for a drag queen to make an appearance in Wonderland. I may be somewhat off base here, but I sincerely doubt that to be the case. So anyway, the school board, they're blaming the parents. Mom and dad say, we just want transparency. As a matter of fact, the mom who brought this to everyone's attention said that she's actually a big fan of the drag queen. She goes to a lot of the shows as an adult, not as a child, not for children. No kids allowed. But your local school district, they're just packing the kids in the school buses and they're sending them off to the drag shows. What's next? Strip clubs? We're going to teach the kids how to twirl around in a pole for what? A couple of $100 a night? Throwing an all-you-can-eat buffet? Is that what they're teaching the kids these days? I'm telling you, folks, I know some of you have to send your child to public school, but those of you who have the opportunity to homeschool your kids or get them in a good private Christian school, you need to do that right away. And by the way, if you really want to understand what's happening in the culture, my recommendation is to read Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. You're gonna understand what's happened, why it's happened, and what we can do to try to fix this. But as I told the group at the Church of the Apostles on Sunday night, the answer here is not in Washington, D.C. We're not going to be able to fix Washington until we can fix our own homes. And once we can fix what's broken in our hometowns, then we're going to be able to fix what's broken in Washington, D.C. That's the only way it's going to happen, and it's going to take time. It will take time. So, folks, hang tight. We've got an action-packed show for you today. A lot of great guests, plus your calls. Don't forget, if you would like information on our upcoming trip to Israel, give Grace a call. She'll get all your info, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We are monitoring the arrival of the drag queens at the White House. We'll let you know when that happens. You know, it's going to take a long time to get all that glitter out of the carpet. I have to imagine. All right, we'll be right back, America.
Change your vehicle's oil before your summer road trip and save money now with Pennzoil and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic for just $22.95 after mail-in rebate. Save money and protect your engine against sludge and wear with the synthetic oil change. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hour two of the big show underway. And we are following all sorts of crazy news stories. Including what's happening at the border. Jeez aloo, folks. It is a full-scale invasion. You people that live over in El Paso, my condolences to you, thoughts and prayers, as you guys deal with that. We're talking thousands of people coming across the border, and we could see a massive surge in coming days. Bill Malugin over at Fox News doing an incredible job keeping people informed, and we'll bring you more intel on that in just a little while. Also, I want to send my condolences out to Mississippi State University, the family of Mike Leach, the great football coach there, died of a massive heart attack, and that happened over the weekend. His family announcing that he passed away last night, and just a very sad situation all around. And the football team, the coaches, the fans, people just really heartbroken. But you know what's interesting about Mike Leach? He was a really good football coach. But some of these post-game press conferences and the conversations he would have with the media and this just dry sense of humor, he truly was a character in the sense of the word. And there are just not that many interesting characters in sports these days. But Mike Leach was one of them. Let's play cut number 5, please.
We talked about on the broadcast how you hate candy corn. What's your favorite Halloween
candy
game?
Corn. I mean, I completely hate candy corn. When I was a kid, well, gummy bears, let's see. Gummy bears for sure.
Sour or regular?
The Haribo. It's got to be the Haribo ones. And then the other thing I like is when they used to have the sprees in a box. Outstanding. You have to go to the dollar store to find it, but I do. And then the latest, you know, there's still candy innovation, although a while back I found that Europe had better candy than we did overall because they have gummy everything. And then, the, you know, they have those Nerds clusters, which is new.
With the gummy.
Yeah, which is good. The Nerds clusters is good. And then if you go chocolate, probably Almond Joy.
Love it. Hopefully you'll get some of that next week.
Yeah, we'll see.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
All right, that was Coach Leach weighing in on Halloween candy. But he would, some of these questions and his responses are just legendary. And I know they'll be playing a lot of those on the sports networks. But Coach Mike Leach passing away, 61 years old, and just a good man, good coach. You know, it's interesting. People don't, you know, you think football, but this guy actually had a law degree from Pepperdine University, and he was also a best-selling author. So a lot of people in mourning today across Bulldog country. This story coming to us from USA Today, the headline, Trump in Trouble, Republican support for his 2024 bid falls amid political and legal setbacks. Republican support for Donald Trump's presidential bid has cratered. This is according to a USA Today Suffolk University poll. By a 2-to-1 margin, GOP and GOP-leaning voters now say they want Trump's policies, but a different standard bearer to carry them. 31% want the former president to run. 61% prefer someone else. They have a name in mind. 2/3 of Republicans and those inclined to vote Republican want Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to run for president. That's by a double-digit margin, 56% to 33%. According to the director of the Suffolk University Political Research Center, quote, Republicans and conservative independents increasingly want Trumpism without Trump. Is that true, ladies and gentlemen? Do you want Trumpism, in other words, the policies and the ideology of Trump, without the actual man behind the policies? 844-747-8868. Is that you? Are you one of those people who is ready to move on? Or are you still on the Trump train? 844-747-8868. I will say this. I'm not sure that Trumpism can work without Donald Trump, the creator of Trumpism. And I would point you to the direction of George H.W. Bush, who could not carry the mantle of Ronald Wilson Reagan. It was a complete disaster. Complete disaster. And the reason why is because George H.W. Bush was not a conservative. He was an establishment Republican. He was not a conservative like Ronald Reagan. And that caused some big, big problems in the country and in the party. As a result of that, you got Ross Perot jumping into that race. George H.W. Bush was denied re-election, and Bill Clinton became president of the United States, and the first president elected without a majority of the vote. Grace Baker, this story, and I'm intrigued by this story. Conservative women are happier than liberal women.
Oh, well, I believe that, obviously. I think I'm a pretty happy person.
Yeah, I would say you're very happy-go-lucky. You're always smiling. You're cordial. You always have a good spirit about you. And you are conservative.
This is true.
Oh, there you go. So we really don't need to talk about
it. Yeah, exactly.
No, this is according to the Center for the Study of Elections and Democracy. They explored how self-identified ideology and partisanship interact to shape public opinion about contemporary issues. Who the hell writes these headlines?
Oh, I don't know.
Campus reform. You know, come on, people. I know you're conservative, but you can at least do good journalism, right?
This is true.
Learn how to write a headline. So anyway, Brigham Young University, that's the Mormons. They did a, by the way, I watched a documentary. I'm getting off on a tangent here, girls.
Oh, no.
So there is a great new comedy series. It's one of these stand-up comedy guys. What was that guy's name? I'm not going to be able to pronounce it. It is so hilarious. It's a brand new comedy series out. And the guy's Italian. And he literally, the entire show is making fun of the left and the woke liberals. And he talked about how some kid in his daughter's grade school class identifies as a lion.
What?
And the guy says, you know, this is... This has nothing to do with the kid. This has everything to do with the parents.
Yeah, I blame the parents on that one. So I feel like we're turning into... Does it ever feel like we're turning into the, you know, Wizard of Oz or something? We've just got all these, like, kids identifying as creatures running around and...
It's so funny. And so the guy was talking. I mean, he said he went and talked to the teacher, you know, because his... So his son got in trouble because his son, like, you know, just... He says, I was proud as an Italian father. My son ripped off his shirt and went over to talk to the girls.
Oh,
you know,
no.
This is like a first grader or something. I don't know. He goes, but as an Italian father, I was very proud of. And then he talks about how he said... And so I was talking to this Asian American dad in the class, and he said the audience, I guess, had some sort of a reaction.
Yeah.
And he said, what? He says, you got upset because I said Asian American dad. People do that. You know, he said, but the problem is it's not a big deal. He said, that's the way we used to talk back in the day. But anyway, he was talking about how the Asian American guy was really proud of his son. And he pointed at his son, and the Italian dad said, yeah, I kind of figured that out.
Whoa.
I mean, it's, but again, it's,
people are so sensitive.
People are so sensitive these days.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, you can't say any, you can't take a joke anymore. It's just, everything's taken seriously.
So the guy was like, okay, wait a second. You got a problem with me, with my kid taking off his shirt. Meanwhile, you got another kid who thinks he's a lion.
Oh.
And he's like chasing around zebras or something. And, but anyway, it was great. And I will find the name of this
comedian.
I guess the guy's been around a while. I don't know. But he was really funny. A little profane, but not terribly much.
It's hard to find good comedians nowadays.
It fit the mood. Well, yeah, because so many of them are being attacked by the cancel culture movement.
They're afraid to say anything
but
funny.
But this guy took him right on, and it was so, so funny. So he said he was actually talking to another dad in the classroom, and he was like, hey, get a load of the kid who thinks he's a lion.
Oh, no.
And the guy, he says, and so the other dad looks and says, oh, I know, isn't it fabulous? And he said, I moved away from that dad.
Okay.
Not going to be hanging around with you for the rest of the semester. Oh. Good luck to you, pal. Brilliant. So anyway, do you find that to be true, ladies and gentlemen? Are conservative women happier than liberal women? We have established on this program that they are prettier. That conservative women, you can tell if you see a gorgeous woman walking down the street, 9 chances, I will tell you out of 10, she's a conservative. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868 and 100% if they listen to this show. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
The JCPenney Mystery Sale is back for the holidays. Through Thursday, usher in huge holiday savings with our in-store coupon giveaway. You can get an extra 30, 40, or even 50% off while they last. Simply find an associate for a coupon, then peel to reveal your deal. Hurry in now to discover the savings you've been wishing for. We got your holiday. JCPenney. Coupon valid on select styles through 12/15. Exclusions apply. Giveaway in-store only. Must be 18 years or older. See store for details.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Stern Radio Show. And again, if you would like information about our upcoming trip to Israel in 2023, it's going to be in November. Give Grace Baker a call, 844-747-8868. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us from the beautiful state of South Carolina, our good friend, Congressman Ralph Norman. Congressman, hope you're doing good today.
Doing great, Todd. Glad to be with you.
Well, Congressman, before we get to what's been happening up on Capitol Hill last night, big news dropping Mark Meadows text messages, and your name pops up. And I wanted to give you a chance to respond because, man, is the media coming after you over a text message where you allegedly called for the former president to invoke martial law. So, first of all, was the text message authentic? And if it was, what did you mean by that?
Oh, yeah, it was authentic. And it was a text between a good friend of mine, Mark Meadows. And, you know, at the time, you realize the Capitol was invaded. The fact that Biden had stayed in his office, had not campaigned. Basically, everything was breaking loose. You had the question about Dominion. And I was frustrated and still frustrated. The questions that were there then are the questions now. Now, obviously, you know, martial law wasn't put into effect, but It was a still upsetting time in the history of the country, and I did misspell Marshall. That's my biggest problem with it.
But you know that everybody does that. You know, a lot of people out there when they think about martial law, that's how they spell it. So I didn't do well in spelling in school. So I'm not gonna bust your chops over that.
Well, it's been. I mean, they I think they confiscated Mark's phone, and it's been out for 2 years now. I don't know why the media is just now picking up on that. But with all the problems we have, if they want to concentrate on that, so be it. But very frustrated then about what was happening. Still frustrated, to be honest with you.
Fair enough. And, you know, and again, a lot of people are, you know, have grave concerns about the election process, whether or not our elections are rigged. Again, I think there's a difference between stealing an election and rigging an election. And I think we can all agree, based on the information we have at hand, that certainly those elections are rigged.
Well, everybody needs to watch 2000 Mules. If you think that something wasn't going on, if you think the seven states that they started early on, and I say they, Eric Holder and the left army of the Democrat Party started changing the rules where you could do mail-in ballots, you could ballot harvest, you could there's a question about the algorithms. And I tell you, if we lose honest and forthright elections, we lose our country. I mean, that's what's happened in Cuba. That's what's happened in all socialist communist countries, and we got to defend it. And the fact that even then and now, they are quick to say nothing went wrong, just trust us. Well, we're finding out differently now. So Molly Hemingway's book was a great book on rigged. It walks through what they did, how they did it. And I'm as upset now as I was then. And I was frustrated.
Congressman, I want to jump to FTX. You just stepped out of the committee meeting, the hearings, to chat with us. And it's almost as if this was a made-for-TV movie when you think about it. You have FTX, the cryptocurrency exchange. You've got them donating, you've got the federal government, Joe Biden, sending tens of millions of dollars to Ukraine. Ukraine takes that money, invests in FTX. And then FTX invests tens of millions of dollars in Democrat candidates for the midterm elections. You want to be able to talk to the guy behind it all, Sam Bankman-Fried, but just hours before he was supposed to testify, he gets arrested. Coincidence, sir?
No, they did the right thing. I mean, this was intentional. It happened, the Stark thing. Todd, it happened in basically 24 months, 24 to 26 months. Enron was over a 10-year time frame. But no, in sitting in the hearing and hearing the testimony about the fact that, you know, we think it's $80 billion, this loss is probably more. No bookkeeping, no governance board that, oversaw what, Sam was doing. But no, it's a serious fraud, and it shows you the dangers of cryptocurrency. And it shows you, the other thing was apparent to me, people thought, you know, he's an MIT graduate, major in physics, very bright book-wise, but you can't regulate honesty and you can't legislate morality. And he just, to say he didn't do it intentionally is just laughable. And that's kind of what the hearing was all about.
Are you concerned? There have been some reports early on, Congressman, about the possibility of money laundering, which, again, this money going back into the coffers of many Democrats, some Republicans too, but mostly Democrats. Is that a concern you guys have as well?
Well, absolutely. I mean, they're just now beginning to, get into the nuts and bolts of this. A lot of the figures they did not know, they'll find out. But the fact that he was in the Bahamas, the fact that no regulators basically oversaw the transactions, Alameda, the sister company, people who invested dollars were transferred over there, which was owned and controlled by Bankman-Fried. So it's a Ponzi scheme. Unfortunately, the investors got shafted, and you know, you would think people, you know, you get a prospectus of any investment that legitimate firms put out. To my knowledge, he didn't have any of that.
Congressman,
people didn't. Yes, sir.
I've got about 10 seconds, and I do want to get your reaction to the fact that Biden is bringing drag queens to the White House today for the Respect for Marriage Act. We've got about 15 seconds.
That's sick, and it just shows you how depraved this administration is. There's no excuse for that.
All right. Wow, you delivered on that one in less than 15 seconds. Congressman, appreciate you joining us. I know you've got a lot on your plate today, and thank you again, and we're still big fans of yours.
Thank you so much, Todd. Appreciate it.
All right. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Congressman Ralph Norman, M-A-R-T-I-A-L, Marshall Lawyer, M-A-R-S-H-A-L. Look, it happens. It happens. Jeez, Lou. Got to take a break, America. We'll be right back.
Consumers and businesses rely on digital banking solutions more than ever. Redefine your financial institution's digital presence with the award-winning Aperture Digital Banking Platform. Integrated with more than 200 fintech partners in 40 cores, we give you the speed to innovation you need to grow and retain customers. Learn more about our number one rated mobile banking app and all our cloud-based digital banking solutions at aperture.com. That's Aperture, A-P-I-T-U-R-E.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of the Todd Stearns Radio Program. Breaking news. Twitter had, now again, this is old Twitter, all right? So this is the original Twitter. They actually flagged the term MyPillow as misinformation. This is from the Post-Millennial. And Elon, as Elon Musk continues the process of revealing the meltdowns and excessive censorship under Twitter 1.0, a curious discovery was made by an independent journalist in an epic thread documenting Twitter's American Political Manifesto Detection AI list. That's the actual name of it. It was revealed that the phrase MyPillow was deemed misinformation. So every time you mention the word MyPillow in a tweet, you were flagged and your tweets were marginalized or shoved aside. And by the way, we have still been shadow banned. We have yet to be fixed over on Twitter. But I find it very interesting that MyPillow is a form of misinformation, because I will tell you, as a user of the products, I sleep very well at night thanks to the MyPillow pillows and the lovely Giza Dream Sheets, bed sheets. And if you would like to get some MyPillow products, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com/Starnes and use my promo code STARNES. Use my last name, and they're going to give you some great discounts. And I can tell you what, that is the God's honest truth. That is a fact, not misinformation. MyPillow.com/Starnes, promo code STARNES. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Teddy hanging out with us on WLOB in Maine. Hey, Teddy, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm calling because you were talking about Trump and Trumpism and conservative women. And I'm going to tell you now that I love Trump's policies, but I prefer to have Rick Santos.
Is that, why would you prefer Rick DeSantis?
Trump has a way of alienating people and needs his thumbs broken so he's off Twitter.
Well, you know, a lot of people are saying he needs to be back on Twitter, that True Social is really not a platform that's got enough reach for what he wants to do. But are you concerned that he would get back on Twitter and start with the mean tweets?
Get on Twitter and, yes, mean tweets would be kind of a good way of putting it. He sometimes gets offensive. I sometimes find him offensive. I know he tries to have a good heart, but the way he puts it out is not how I would do it.
Teddy, what, was there a moment, was there a line in the sand that he crossed? Do you remember that moment?
Not really. It was just more, he'd post something on Twitter and I'd just roll my eyes and go, oh, I can't believe he did that.
I see,
It's one of those, it comes a feeling in my head goes, you know, he did really good stuff. He very pro-military, very pro-Israel, stands for a lot of things that I do, but I'm not a very mean person at times, so I have a hard time with that.
Teddy, all right, noted, and we will see if others agree with you that Trump is just a little too much, as some people might say. Teddy, appreciate the call. Thank you for listening. So, folks, I'm telling you, there are many other conservatives who feel like Teddy. They just feel like the president goes too far, and they want a fresh face. What about you? 844-747-8868. It's a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. My concern is you get somebody in there who does have the whole Trump appeal, but ultimately caves in. Because, you know, they're going to come after, it doesn't matter who it is, DeSantis, Nome, it doesn't matter. They're going to come after whoever the Republican is with the same force as Donald Trump. They're going to do it. So you better get that into your thinking. It really doesn't matter who it is. They're going to make that person look even worse than Donald Trump because that's how they operate. That's who they are. All right, we're going to be going to your phones. We're going to take a quick early break here, 844-747-8868. Again, that's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Christmas will never be the same with the new remake of a beloved holiday classic, It Was a Wonderful Life. Follow George Bailey's search for how America used to be. Guided by his guardian angel, Clarence.
What do you mean everything's changed?
Everything changed because you didn't complain about Suzu's school.
I pledge allegiance to the world, not the United States of America.
No, no!
Experience George's nightmare of change.
Where's Uncle Billy?
Who?
My uncle, he's a forgetful, a doddering old fool.
Oh, right. I almost forgot. They made him president.
You're nuts! I'm going down to the building and loan.
When the silent majority stays too silent, even a guardian angel can't help.
What did you do with the building and loan?
You never complained, so the building and loan burned down during the BLM riots.
And I gave them the gasoline.
Mr. Potter, am I going crazy?
No, George, the world is, thanks to you.
It's a merry little Christmas that makes the Yuletide gay.
Don't you know me, Mr. Gower?
No.
Tommy, Janie, Bert, Ernie.
Hi.
Nick, Mr. Martini. Oh, Mary, Mary.
That's Larry.
Everybody's changed. Everybody's weird. All except Zuzu. She looks the same. Zuzu.
I wouldn't talk to her, George.
Teacher says every time a bell rings, someone changes their gender.
Take me back, Clarence. Take me back.
I can't, George. It's not that kind of a movie.
If the holidays don't depress you now, don't miss It Was a Wonderful Life. Coming soon, if it hasn't already.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh,
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Todd Starnes here. Let's go to the phone lines. 844-747-8868. Debbie in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Nuga Radio. Debbie, what's on your mind?
Well, I love your show, Mr. Starnes.
Thank you.
And I love the fact that you stand up and say it just like it is. And that's what we've all got to do, is say it like it is. We got to stand up and voice the way that God wants us to be, and not sit back and say, well, it's going to be what it's going to be. And it takes a lot of money to be president, and it takes a lot of money to be in any office. So Mr. Trump may have his problems, and a lot of people again want to dwell on that, but he does, you know, he will stand up as long as he picks a good running mate to run with him that will stand up and be a man. And I mean, you know, men should be men, women should be women, and we shouldn't have any of this cross stuff, cross-gender stuff.
So he should not pick a drag queen as his running mate. That's a... Yeah, I don't think Trump would do that. Yeah, I don't think Trump would do that, Debbie. Trump does like the ladies.
Right. But that's, and you know, and stuff that he's got enough money and all that stuff, they've messed with him. He didn't take any pay for the years that he was in there, and they have just,
you
really
know,
I don't know how he's ever stood it.
Debbie, that is a great point. Thank you for reminding me of that. You're right. Trump did, what is a dollar? I think he had to be paid something. So he said, okay, give me a dollar. But yeah, he donated his salary to all of these charities. And I can assure you,
he donated his life.
Yes, he did.
He donated his family and his life.
That's
because
true.
They could have killed his family. I mean, all this craziness going on. And these shootings, we're even having shootings in Chattanooga, and people stealing, and they don't have a bit of problem with stealing out of Walmart. They walk in there and take it with no problem, even in the South.
They call it reparations, Debbie. That's what they call it. It's bad on this end of the state as well. So we broadcast out of Memphis, so it's tough down here. Debbie, God bless you, and I don't want you to be a stranger. You give us a call back now. You got to promise.
I certainly will. God bless you,
and
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Debbie. All right. I like Debbie. Let's go to James in Sherwood, Arkansas. Hey, James, what's on your mind?
Well, Todd, you know, I've talked to you several times lately. You know, I just get so aggravated when I hear people call into your show and say, well, you know, Trump's not very presidential, and he doesn't really act like a politician. Well, that's because he's not. And you don't want a politician. You know, if you've got an electrical problem at your house, then call the electrician, by all means. If you have a plumber, call the plumber. If you have a problem with a bunch of slimy politicians, what good does it do to call another slimy politician to come fix it?
Yeah, look, you know, it's interesting, James. I hear what you're saying, but you got to play the game, and politics is a game, and you got to play it smart. And my question would be, if I'm Trump and I'm putting together my team, I want to take a look at the missteps I made back in the first go around and find out how not to make those mistakes. And he's got to surround himself with some rock solid conservatives and not any of these grifters who are just trying to make a buck off the Trump name. Got to do that.
Well, I agree with that, but you know, I mean, that's the whole thing, though. Politics is like you said, is a game, but it's a lifelong game, and it never was meant to be a lifelong game. It was meant to be you go serve a couple of terms, and you go back to your job, and somebody else takes your place, and everybody takes a turn, and everybody sees what it's like to try to make government run, and then people try to do it even better.
You know, James, I would like to see Trump get another shot at it. My question is, you know, the path is going to be narrow here. So how does Trump attract the Democrats? How does he attract the independents? And how does he get the establishment Republicans on board? Because if they do what they did in the last election, we're going to have a Democrat in office.
No, we're going to have a Democrat in office anyway. Excuse me. And the reason is because there's too many people out there, just like I've told you in the past, you know, the Democrats, they're lockstep. Now, that they could see their candidate on the big screen shooting somebody in the middle of the day at noon, and tomorrow will be election day, and they're all still going to show up and vote for them. But the Republicans, they could hear one of their candidates say, well, you know, I don't necessarily agree with policy on climate change. And they're going to say, well, I just can't vote for that candidate then. Well, I mean,
I know I hear what, wrong? No, you're not wrong, James. You're not wrong. If you ask me who's my guy for 2024, I'm telling you it's Donald Trump. He deserves a second chance. And it's not a heart issue. It is a heart issue, but it's also a mind issue. I've thought this out, James. We got to clean out that swamp. And if that's the only thing he does, in the 4 years that he's in office, then that will be more than enough. But we got to stop this nonsense. I'm tired of the FBI going after innocent people in this country. James, got to run, my friend. Got to run. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Mona in North Carolina on the talk station. Hi, Mona. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Well, I'm just joining in your conversation about Trump, and I am definitely not against Trump running. I thought he did a great job the first time around. I just feel like sometimes, as many people on your show are saying, that he's kind of allowed himself to be drugged down into the trenches. And it is unappealing to a lot of people. So I am concerned, again, what your last caller said about basically us losing to the Democrats again just because of that perception. And so I agree with you that Trump's got to find some way to rise above that and learn from the lessons of the past. And I'm not sure what that is, but I hope people like you will, he'll give you an ear so that you can help him find a way to not get drugged down into that swamp.
And I would do that, Mona, in private. There are a lot of people trying to make a buck off of Trump's name. I never was one of those people. And, I sincerely want what is best for the country. And I will have that opportunity. And the president is coming on the program, I believe, this week. We've been working out the details with his office. But he needs people surrounding him that are not in it for themselves. They're in it for the country. And they're going to steer this president down the right path. And he's going to have some very wise counsel around him. And I have no doubt that that'll happen. Mona, appreciate that call. Thank you. Let's go to Nevada. Martin, you're on the air. Hello, Martin.
Hi. Yes. You got two people on the air, Todd. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, you cited a university, and I was telling Grace that universities like Suffolk, I never heard of it. I don't know if it's in England or China.
It's in the United States of America, Martin. It's called Suffolk University.
Yeah, whatever. They're left wing, and every poll that any college would take would be suspect to begin with, and you cited the university. Now, Trump may have problems, but he's not a 2-to-1, disfavor of the people of this country. And I'm sure he's probably 2-to-1 in favor of Trump. It's just an odd thing to come up with.
Well, you can certainly say that, Martin. And again, I don't buy a lot into the polling data these days. I think it's an interesting survey. I will say this, that probably people should have paid attention to the surveys. Republicans should have paid attention to the surveys in Georgia when it came to Herschel Walker. So, the fact of the matter is there is a civil war in the Republican Party, and nobody wants to talk about this, but we're talking about it on this program because this will impact the 2024 presidential election if we don't get this fixed.
I agree with you. And in Nevada, I tell people from the top, from the governor on down, for example, Lombardo ran for governor and he won. Yet at the same time, when Lombardo ran, two women were being killed on the strip as showgirl imitators. They were murdered on the strip, and the guy actually came after other people. They finally caught him. So while he was the sheriff of Clark County, what he was, he runs for governor. He forgets about the strip and people getting killed. And that's why I didn't want to vote for him, but I voted for him anyway because is better than nothing.
Well, you see, Martin, and that's what sets people like you and me apart from the establishment. We will vote for the eventual nominee, whether or not we like them, because right. they're better than the alternative. But the establishment, right. they don't look at it like that. And if their guy or gal is not the nominee, they're going to do whatever they can to sabotage the conservative candidate. That's how that works. Martin, appreciate the call. Got to run. Hang tight, folks. Hour three coming up, 844-747-8868. Drag queens about to step foot in the Oval Office? Well, we'll tell you more about that coming up as well. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Happy to have you with us, everybody, on a very busy news day across America. Wow, this huge storm system. Grace Baker, have you heard about this? It's going to be tornadoes, ice storm, blizzard, locust, frogs.
This sounds very biblical.
Mississippi River's turning red. I don't know what's going on here. You know, that would be sort of weird if the river did that because of we've got the pyramid along
That's
the riverbank.
Point.
So we sort of kind of look like, you know, we got the little Egypt vibe going on here. So anyway, so you're keeping tabs on the White House drag show.
Oh, yes.
What is the ETA here?
Ooh, it says 23 minutes on the dot.
23 minutes. All right. There you go. President Biden is hosting, we're being told, thousands of people on the South Lawn of the White House to celebrate the signing of this Disrespect for Marriage Act. This is going to put a bullseye on every Christian religious organization in the country. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A great to have with us, good friend of this program, great American patriot, president of the National Religious Broadcasters, Troy Miller. Troy, welcome back to the show.
Todd, thanks for having me back. Appreciate being with you.
All right. So you've heard the news. In addition to President Biden signing this, there's really a celebration. That's how the White House press secretary described it. But I know that NRB and others are not celebrating. And why is that?
Yeah, we're certainly not celebrating. You know, there was really no reason for this bill to be brought forward in the first place, or this law to put in place. Same-sex unions were in no jeopardy in America, in any state. There was no case going through the court. So you have to ask yourself, why was this bill put forward? What's the purpose behind it? And I think the real purpose behind it we find in the language is to give another weapon to the radical LGBTQ community to go after people of faith. And so that's why we're not celebrating.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple of opportunities. In the Senate, you had Mike Lee. In the House, you had Chip Roy, and they introduced amendments that would have specifically protected religious liberty. It would have done nothing to water down any of the other language. It was about protecting religious liberty. And yet both of those amendments were rejected. And Troy, to me, that says, okay, there's another motive here. There's something else going on.
Well, that says everything. You know, the three amendments that were put forward in the Senate, you know, Senator Lee, Senator Lankford, and Senator Rubio all put amendments forward. All of them would have brought a level of protection, real protection for religious organizations. But interesting, during the debate when Senator Lankford put his bill forward and that was responded to by the left, they said, really, it was brought out that this bill has in it what is called a private right to action. And it was said, well, that would strip, Senator Lankford's amendment would strip that out, which is the only protection that same-sex couples have to move forward if they feel like their rights have been violated. Well, there was nothing in the bill that was going to violate their rights. So what's the real issue here? The real issue here is this gives a weapon to the radical LGBTQ community to go after institutes that don't affirm same-sex marriage, not institutes that won't perform them. That was never in jeopardy for churches before this bill or even after this bill. But for other organizations, it won't be affirming to same-sex unions. Now this opens up the door for all kinds of lawsuits to those kinds of organizations.
And let's talk about NRB. You guys represent hundreds, if not thousands, of Christian radio stations, television stations, digital platforms around the nation. What are you telling your members about this?
So, first of all, we're making sure that they really understand what's in the bill. There's a lot of misinformation. There was a lot of language that you read in the bill that sounds like it affords protection to Christian entities, but really doesn't. It really doesn't give any protections beyond what we already have today. And then we're also telling them, look, this is a time when you need to really firm up your statements of faith and your mission statements. So when the folks come knocking the door, if this does come to court, then you have the grounds, the religious grounds, the faith grounds to stand on, because this is ultimately going to get decided in the courts.
And what concerns me, especially on the broadcasting side, is that this could be open season, especially on Christian radio programs and ministries that do ascribe to the biblical definition of marriage.
Oh, exactly, exactly. This is clearly an assault on those organizations that hold firm to a biblical marriage between a man and a woman, that the core nuclear unit of society is the family, is children being raised in a household by a mother and a father, and that clearly is a target. That silencing the church is the only reasoning you can really look behind this bill. And broadcasters, as you said, they're on the forefront. These folks are bringing and meeting the needs of people around the country, and it's really sad because we're in Christmas now. We're about to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, and you look at what local radio stations are doing, what local television is doing, what local ministries are doing. These are the folks that are running the toy drives. These are the folks that are running the food banks. These are the folks making sure people are going to have Christmas dinners, people are clothed, people are warm for the winter. That's the core of what Christian charity is all about. And now organizations are going to have to worry about how much of these hard donations that people get am I going to have to put aside to fight these lawsuits.
Troy, I go back to, I was still in New York City when this went down, but you remember in the early days of the pandemic, the hospitals were filled. So Franklin Graham, they set up the hospital tents there in Central Park, and you literally had city leaders and activists demanding that they be removed from the city. They would rather people suffer and not be treated for COVID because of Samaritan's Purse and their position on that very issue. And that's why I'm getting a little nervous over where this is all going.
Yeah, exactly. We have many examples like that, but that was one of them during the pandemic. Here's Samaritan's Purse. This is a great organization that's really put together to help people in the time of need with medical needs, disaster recovery, and those. And here's one group or groups, the radical side of these groups, that had this organization taken out, as you said, would rather suffer. We had an example earlier last week. There was a radio station that was up for sale in the San Francisco area, in a market there, and the radio station advertisement talked about the normal thing, size of the market, audience it meets, but at the bottom it said, non-affirming organizations need not apply.
What?
So in other words, if you weren't going to be an affirming of same-sex unions, don't even apply to buy this radio station because we're not going to sell it to you.
Well, they would have seen us coming a mile away, Troy.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and we had a Christian station operator that was interested in the stations. That's how it came to our attention, and we're going to move forward and see what we can do about that. But this is going to become a theme within the community. It's not just about performing same-sex unions, which the bill says it protects. It's about affirming same-sex unions. And if you don't affirm these unions, then you need not apply. You need not to be in the public sector. That's where this is headed.
Wow, unbelievable. Well, we appreciate the great work you guys are doing there in the nation's capital, standing up for and really letting us know about these attacks and what we can do about it. Now, Troy, if there's a broadcaster out there and maybe they're not a member of NRB, where can they go to get more information, and who's eligible?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're a broadcaster, matter of fact, if you're in Christian communications today, we say NRB is an association of Christian communicators. We have radio broadcasters, television broadcasters, program producers for radio, television, podcasters, bloggers, publishers, film. If you are in the Christian communications industry, if you're in the medium of communicating, then you need to go to nrb.org, and check out NRB and check out the membership. And you certainly should be at the NRB convention, which will be next May 22nd through the 25th in 2023 in Orlando, Florida, and you can find that on nrb.org as well.
And you throw one heck of a great convention. I've been to more than I can count, and they're just a lot of fun, and you get to go to a lot of great workshops and network. It's a good time.
It's a great time to get together and meet your peers and fellow folks that are working with you are for the kingdom of Christ and for this godly country to continue doing what it's doing. So, yeah, come on out and join us.
All right, Troy Miller, ladies and gentlemen, president of National Religious Broadcasters, NRB. And, Troy, on Sunday I was with one of your friends, Pastor Michael Youssef, down in Atlanta, and they're doing some great work and great ministry and standing up and speaking truth to the culture, which is what we need more of these days.
Oh, absolutely. Pastor Youssef is one of the nation's sort of leading pastors that really speaks the truth. He's not afraid to speak the truth, and he does it because he has a deep, deep love for people and where they'll spend eternity.
Indeed. All right, Troy, God bless and Merry Christmas to you.
God bless. Merry Christmas to you and all your audience. Thank you for having me.
All right, Troy Miller from National Religious Broadcasters. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, 844-747-8868. We've been telling you about our big trip to Israel coming up in November of next year. This is going to be a first-class trip. We wanted to make, you know, going to Israel is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and we really wanted to put together a first-class trip for you. You're going to be staying in, what, five-star, four-star hotels along the way. You're going to be going to all of the incredible sites that you've read about in the Bible, and we're going to be adding a geopolitical component to this. You're going to be getting private meetings with Israeli government leaders. You're going to be getting a private tour of the Knesset. It is going to be an incredible time, and we want you to be a part of that. Now, if you would like information, I want you to give us a call. Grace is going to get your information, 844-747-8868. It is also a family-friendly event, so if you want to bring your family, you can do that. Again, 844-747-8868 to get information about our tour to Israel coming up next year. We'll be right back, America.
Hey, Todd. I agree with you 100% about what you said about President Trump. I think we need him to enforce his policies. I don't know if anyone else could get away with what he does or will stand as strong as he does. I think also these polls that we're reading and hearing are not necessarily altogether true. I think there's a silent majority who's not saying anything and just waiting for the election.
All right, that is Vicki from Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM, our flagship radio station. And folks, if you say, Todd, I don't have time to call right now, I'm at lunch in my cubicle, well, that's okay. All you need to do is download our free app. You can go to kwamradio.com, kwamradio.com, and click on the app button, download that app, and you can send us a shout-out, just like Vicki did there in Memphis, Tennessee. Grace Baker, I have an interesting story in my stack of stuff that you sent today. A local TV news broadcast went off the rails when local news anchors gave their reporter an elf name during a holiday segment. And I believe we have some audio here to go along with this, with this story. Let's take a listen.
And you can take part in our morning of giving today. Our Leslie Hort, we got Leslie's name too, did we not?
Peach's Cookie Fingers.
Peach's Cookie Finger, down in the parking lot.
That's your elf.
Okay, what? Yeah, is that my stripper name?
It's elf. Christmas elf. Oh! Christmas elf name.
Peaches sticky fingers?
Cookie fingers.
Because Peaches sticky fingers is a better stripper name than elf name is what I'm thinking. Everything is fine. Everything is fine here.
How does that work, Grace Baker? I know how the stripper name works.
Oh, well, I was going to say it's an elf name.
But how does the elf name? So if you want to find out what your elf name is, I'm curious. Is there like is there some sort of a Google formulator that you pop in your name and it gives you an elf name?
Todd, there's always a Google form for everything. You can find out what kind of potato chip you are, what kind of cookie you are. So, of course, there is an elf name generator. So I'm actually typing in our names
okay.
now.
Oh, great. I want to know what my elf name is going to be.
I'm working on
it. So anyway, this is Global News Calgary. This is across the border. This is kind of funny because you're right. When I heard that, I immediately thought, what a weird stripper name. Peaches Cookie Fingers.
I've got your name.
All right. How does this work?
I typed
work?
In Todd Starnes, and right. It just generates your elf name.
What?
You can go to yourelfname.com if you want to. What? It's Drumstick Jolly Hat.
What? Drumstick Jolly Hat.
Now, I'm going to put mine in all fairness, because right. I have to participate.
All right. I'm writing this down.
Jolly Hat.
Jolly Hat. Okay. Uh-huh. But it's Drumstick Jelly Hat? What?
And I'm Gilly Jolly Box.
Gilly Jolly Box?
At least it starts with a G.
Do Kyle. What's Kyle's?
Oh, I'm
it's
got to
be Grumpy something.
Oh, dang.
Grumpy elf.
Grumpy elf. I'm typing it in. Producer Kyle.
Uh-huh. Yeah, do producer Kyle. Thing. Yeah, producer
Lucky
Kyle.
Lucky Chatterbox.
Oh, well.
It goes along with the Grumpy.
I like anyway. That. So how did she get Peach's cookie finger?
I don't know. I guess the generator gave it to her. She was obviously not prepared for her elf name. So when they came to her, she's like, wait a minute. What's going on here?
So how did they do the stripper name, though? It used to be like what your pet's name and something
else.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah. It's like you had a pet.
No.
Yeah. I forget how it operated. I'm not in that. You know, that area
I don't
much.
Even want to Google that. I'm afraid what's going to come up.
But the problem was it was weird because we had a cat named Cuddles. And so that's a really bad name for something
Cuddles
like that.
Cuddles Sticky Fingers. There you go.
Thank you, Grace. By the way, I want to keep you on for this segment here. The New York Times coming out with their most stylish people list.
Yes.
And, you know, Melania Trump never made the list. And she was incredibly just a beautiful woman.
Very stylish.
But she was very stylish.
Yes.
The person who made the list that's causing all sorts of angst is Uncle Festus, John Fetterneck.
Wait, the hoodie guy.
The senator-elect from Pennsylvania, who is, and again, we don't mean this in a bad way, but the guy's, you know, pretty much a vegetable. He's a couple of carrots shy of the crisper there.
Well, I read his description on that list, and it said he's bringing Carhartt to the Capitol. And I was like, and that's a good thing?
The guy's wearing a hoodie and pajama pants.
Yeah, or shorts.
I'm not sure Crocs are allowed on the floor of the U.S. Senate.
I don't think so.
Anyway, he's going to be a short-termer anyway because, you know, the missus is going to end up being the senator there.
Great point. I mean, there were some weird people on that list. There was, like, Mark Zuckerberg's avatar. A telescope. They were just weird things. And then a bunch of liberal people that you're like, of course these people are on.
And these people are not stylish and they're not very attractive. Going back to my argument that conservative women are more beautiful than liberal women.
Well, smiling makes you prettier. So
there you go. I see a smile. It's
it's the best makeup.
It's
I don't think that's the way the phrase goes, but I'm
going
to roll with
thing?
It.
Is that what it really said?
Sure, Todd.
You know what we should do? John, what's John Fetterman's elf name?
Oh, no. That's going to take a while.
We got to look that up. Baldy Carrot Head? I don't know. We'll Google it, Grace, and we'll figure it out. Got to take a break, America. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Jeez, hello.
Change your vehicle's oil before your summer road trip and save money now with Pennzoil and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic for just $22.95 after mail-in rebate. Save money and protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Well, you folks, you've heard the news. Twitter is censoring conservatives big time. They also suppressed information about Hunter Biden's laptop. Oh, this is a family-friendly show. We're not going to dig into that today. Now, Eric Bolling is on Newsmax exposing Twitter's war on President Trump. You can tune in tonight to watch Eric Bolling, The Balance, for news you need to know. And make sure you vote in Newsmax's urgent poll. Do you want Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis as your candidate in 2024? Newsmax wants to know what you think. You can vote in the Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. All you have to do, super simple, text the word SKIP to 39747. That's SKIP to 39747 to let your voice be heard. SKIP to 39747 and vote in the Newsmax poll today. Well, I am very excited because we have an in-studio guest, and that's always fun in Memphis. You know, we did that a lot in New York City, and everybody who was going to show up at Fox News. But here in Memphis, we are just so honored to have a great lady. Heard her initially on the afternoon drive show on KWAM, our flagship station, with a good friend of this program, Earl Farrell. Her name is Dr. Mary McDonald, and she is an accomplished author and educator. She retired from her position as superintendent of school for the Diocese of Memphis. Back in 2012, she has her own company, MCD Partners, which is a national consulting firm. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But she's also an accomplished author, and she has a free booklet about we're going to let Mary share what the book is about, but we're going to have an opportunity to give away a few copies of this, and you are going to want to get this. 844-747-8868 if you would like to get a copy of the book. That's 844-747-8868. Dr. Mary McDonald, welcome to the program.
Thank you much. It's good to be here.
And congratulations. I know, you know, I do not like the process of writing books, but I do like what comes afterwards when
yes,
the books are published.
Yes. Actually, I like the process too, because after it's published, it's like sending your kid off to college. It's like, okay, it's out there. There they go.
Oh, my. Yeah, you know, I was, as a matter of fact, I got a nasty email from my publisher today. Where is the book?
It's oh, I have one like that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this new project, I was, Earl Farrell brought a copy of this by, and I sat down, and I rarely do I have a few minutes, but I sat and I was reading through this, and I thought, this is absolutely amazing. It's called A Minute with Mimi, Reflections on Hope and Encouragement. And Lord knows we can use a dose of hope and encouragement these days.
Yes, we really can. And that was why I did this, is because the last few years have been really tough on everybody, just about everybody in some way, whether it was economically, socially, spiritually, emotionally. And so I do some writing on like Facebook and web pages and articles and papers, but I thought to myself, now, people can't always buy the books, so why don't just you write these down and just give them away? And so I did that. And so I leave them in, like, nursing homes or rehab places or offices. Just leave them, because sometimes you just want to read one thing that takes about a half a minute, you know?
And it does, and that's what's so neat about it. I mean, you can just take a minute or, you know, like you said, 30 seconds and read these great little reflections on hope. Tell me, what was the inspiration behind some of the stories that you wrote about?
Oh, it's just being with people. I love people. I'm kind of a people person. So just being aware, reading the room, seeing what people really want and need, what they talk about. And from there, you get ideas like, oh, I wish I had said that to the person, or I wish I had said this, or shared an experience to make them feel a little bit better about what they're going through right now.
And this is not your first book. You brought a copy of another one, which, by the way, is available on Amazon, A History with God.
Right, yeah. Because everybody does have a history with God, whether they know it or not. And it's probably not until you look backwards in your life that you realize you had that history of all those things that happened, those coincidences or those paths that you take you didn't expect to. So those are just kind of life stories.
We have with us here in studio Dr. Mary McDonald. She is a lifelong educator, an incredible author, and maybe you have a question or would like to weigh in. You can do that, 844-747-8868. And we also have some free copies we're going to give away of the newest project, A Minute with Mimi, Reflections on Hope and Encouragement, 844-747-8868. Mary, I'm curious about your career as an educator.
Yes.
Because so many, you know, that seems to be the big issue these days. A lot of people are concerned about what's happening in the classroom. Are kids even being educated? And a lot of moms and dads, it looks like, are migrating to parochial schools, to private schools.
You know, parents are the first teachers of their children, and they are really responsible for the education of their children, and to partner with schools and school systems and to be active and proactive and make sure that you look what children are having for homework or reading in the classroom, pull out library books that they have assigned to them. Really, a school's job is to support the parent in educating the child.
I remember when I was a kid, before, you know, I was just a little fellow, and my mom subscribed to the Disney at the time. They would bring out, every month you would get a Disney hardback storybook.
Okay.
And yeah. And that's really how I learned to read. You know, mom would sit there and we would go through the storybooks. And, you know, I think the education process has to start at home.
Oh, absolutely.
And then, you know, the kids get to, you know, get to school, and that's where, you know, they really get their book learning.
Well, absolutely. Because parents, as we found out over the time of Zoom and online learning, that's not really the way that children can learn. They can't even see the teacher and hear the expressions or see the expressions on the teacher's face. But parents should never stop being involved. I don't care how old the child is. Even in college, be involved and ask questions and find out what they're learning.
I was I grew up in public school back in the 1970s, and it seems like it was another era because, yes, you know, there was discipline. Yes. And I remember when the very first McDonald's opened in South Haven, mm-hmm. My reading teacher was there, and I was sort of horrified because I wasn't doing well in reading class at that time. And my mother immediately came over and said, how's Todd doing? And the teacher told her how Todd was doing. And I thought, oh, that's not good. This is not going to end well.
Well, you were both in a fun place, so there you go, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, again, it's that idea of parents, you know, having that communication with the teachers and having discipline in the school. And you see some of these videos coming out now, and it's somewhat horrifying to know what kids have to go through.
Well, it's really more of instilling self-discipline in children, to have that benefit of being able to control your own behaviors and your own thoughts and your own words. And when that doesn't happen, you talked about being in school in the 70s, and I was teaching. I don't think I taught you, though. But but I would find that over the course of the next 10 years after that, into the 80s, the parents were less involved but more concerned about the success of the child outside the classroom. And so there was a lot of competition and everybody getting prizes and things like that. But the focus was getting less and less on the academic part. That was concerning.
I remember you would aspire to be a part of the honors program.
Right.
That's something you wanted to do. And now it's like almost like they're dumbing it down, you know, for everybody.
Yeah. When a country decides to educate every single citizen, which is a great goal, where is that North Star? Where is that place where you're shooting? If you put everything at average, then there's no aspiring to a higher goal. So those honors programs should be available to everyone, but everyone needs to be educated to get to that point.
Do you hear from people that are still in the classroom? Are they telling you, sharing with you stories about what's happening in the classroom?
Yes, I do. It's part of, you know, our firm's responsibility is to travel around the country, and we work with schools and school systems, and we hear a lot of that. There's a lot of focus on the academics, but you want to make sure that the teacher in the classroom is well prepared for those academics to be able to communicate them effectively.
The guest we have in studio, folks, Dr. Mary McDonald, she is the author of this great new book called A Minute with Mimi. And if you'd like to get a copy, you can call Grace, 844-747-8868, and we will get you a copy. Maybe you have a comment you'd like to weigh in. You want to take some calls here, Mary?
Oh, sure.
All right, well, let's go to Boston, Massachusetts. Connor from Boston. Connor, it's been a while. Hope you're doing well. You're on the air with Dr. McDonald.
Todd, my friend, always a pleasure. And Mary, I'm just very jealous. I didn't have a teacher like you when I was in school.
thank you, Connor.
And I'll tell you, I'm in my 20s. You know, I went through the school system in the modern era. Mm. And we have teachers and educators right now who are not teaching children how to be members of society. We're not teaching them stuff that's actually going to be a marketable skill someday so they can actually function in the world around us. It's all about the fundamentals and theories that aren't even proven. And if we had more teachers and more parents who took an interest in education of the next generation, I think our country would be in a much better place, a much more stable place than it is right now.
Connor, I really agree with you. And you are in that generation that I'm the Mimi for, my grandchildren's age. And so I'll tell you what I tell them. Get involved, Connor. Get involved. Be that voice for the people who aren't able or willing to speak up. And whether you have children of your own or not, it's not the issue. That all the children in this country need our voice when we're able to speak up. So I hope that you really get involved at some level in some sort of politics in your area in Boston.
Absolutely, Mary. And I'm going to tell you one other thing, too. My parents, up until like I was in elementary school, I did go to a public school. The school system in my hometown was, you know, a very good one. But I had parents who actually looked in and, like, when they were looking at some of the curriculum that was being taught there, I got ripped, you know, they ripped me right out of there and they put me into a private school. Mm-hmm. And I'm still thankful that they did that. But more parents need to do that.
Yes, they could. And also, more parents need to have the ability to do that. So I know a lot of states are going with voucher programs or scholarship programs. We need to support the fact that all children need to have access to a quality education. So there's another voice that you can speak up for.
All right. Connor, good stuff, and good hearing from you. Connor from Boston, and Mary, Connor tells me that his job, he drives by Harvard Square.
Oh, wow.
And he rolls down the window, and he plays our talk show, which apparently triggers a lot of people there. He's a brave man. I'm not sure I could do that.
I bet it does. Does he have, like, the speaker on top of his car?
Oh, now, there you go. That's an idea. We could brand that. We could get a sponsor for that. We can definitely try that out. I have a question about Catholic school because I'm Southern Baptist. So, but do you guys really have like the nuns with the rulers, or is that just like from the Blues Brothers movie?
That's from the Blues Brothers movie. We do. There are, depending on where you live and how many religious sisters or brothers are still in the classroom, we do have a lot of religious in the classroom. But they never actually, I mean, I'm sure some had rulers, but that wasn't my experience, and I went all through Catholic schools. We definitely had discipline in the classroom, but maybe we didn't get to the point to have to use the ruler.
You just put the fear of God in the kids, and that's
a healthy fear of God.
Right?
Yes.
I think that's a good thing, actually. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you for affirming that. Dr. Mary McDonald is with us in studio. Maybe you have a question about education. Give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Can you stick around for another segment here?
Sure,
we've got a couple of minutes.
Oh,
all right,
sure.
Folks, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, more with Dr. Mary McDonald. You know, my brain is telling me do not do this, but I think we got to do it. Mary McDonald is here, the author of A Minute with Mimi. And Mary, we were talking about a story where a news anchor got sort of befuddled because they were sharing her elf name. So I guess there's like a Google thing where you can type in your name and you can find out what your elf name is.
Do I want to do that?
So what is my elf name?
What is yours?
Yeah, Grace, what is my elf name?
Oh, goodness, I've gone through a lot. You're like
the hot toddy.
You're
That's
jolly hat.
It.
Jolly hat?
No, yeah, hold on. Drumstick jolly hat.
That's it.
That's a horrible name.
Drumstick. Where did the drumstick come from?
I don't know.
Okay. Like ice cream?
So do we
I didn't think about that. I was thinking of a big turkey.
See, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, and Mary, we decided to. I hope we haven't overstepped here, but we have your elf name.
Yes, I
well,
do.
Well, wait a minute. Let's see what
it's
it is.
It's Grace's fault.
Yours is good. Oh. Sunny Curly Nose.
I love it.
Oh, Sunny that's great. Well, Sunny Curly Nose. See, you never know what's going
to
happen on this show.
I will have to tell my grandchild. I just have to remember it.
All right. Let's go back to the phones here. Statesville, North Carolina. Bruce, listening to us on WSIC. And Bruce, you're on the air with Dr. McDonald.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Just wanted to share something with you. I spent a number of years in Christian education. Mm-hmm. And as I interviewed parents, I always told them that they needed to view their child as a three-legged stool. One of those legs was the church. One of those legs was the family. Mm-hmm. And the third leg was the school. And if everybody was doing their job like three legs of a stool mm-hmm. should, God's word would sit on top of it, and they'd raise a pretty nice child.
Wow, I love it. That's a beautiful analogy. And you know, when you were saying that, Bruce, it was like a little sad, too, because those are the institutions that seem to be under attack now. And I think for you to share that thought with as many people as you can would be really important.
Yeah, thank you very much, and appreciate the show.
And Bruce, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to send you a copy of Dr. McDonald's book here, A Minute with Mimi. And so hang tight, and Grace will get your info, and we'll get that in the mail to you. And thank you for the call. Again, 844-747-8868. You know, Dr. McDonald, you know, you talk about those institutions, and they are under attack, and I think that's why we have such chaos in the culture right now.
Right. Society needs those institutions to be firm and supported and made to be even better than they are. And we all need to work together to make that happen, particularly the family. We really need a strong families in our country.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, again, tell our listeners, where can they go if they want to get more information about what you do in the consulting world and also how to get copies of your books?
Okay, they can go to my website, which is M, as in Mary, C, as in cat, D, as in dog, partners.com, and just leave a message or email. All the information's there. Or if they want one of the books, they can get them locally at Novel or St. Paul Bookstore or on Amazon.
I love it. And Novel Memphis, one of the greatest independent bookstores.
Yes.
I love that bookstore.
It's amazing. Amazing.
It's you got to, you know, folks, one of the most important things, if you got Barnes & Noble, that's great. But if you have a local independent-owned bookstore, get out there and support that, mm-hmm. that bookstore. I know there was one in particular. Well, I'll have to save that story for another day because we're running out of time here. But Dr. McDonald, thank you so much for coming on the program today.
Thank you, Todd.
And can you come back sometime soon?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to.
All right. What is it? Sunny Curly Nose?
No.
Okay. I love it. All right. Or Dr. Okay. A.K.A. Dr. Mary McDonald, ladies and gentlemen.
Just remember what you call me now. That's fun.
I love it. And by the way, folks, if you'd like information on our big tour of Israel, we're going to be going to Israel in November of 2023. You can call 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Also, you can go to our website and shoot us an email, and we'll get you information. All right, folks, that's going to do it. Hey, President Trump, coming up later this week. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.